Hello, my name is Maram Tikriti. I went to university in 2018 and I just graduated in 2022, and I'm from Brighton. So in my first year of university, I had lots of fun. We had lots of lectures and seminars, and I think the best thing about my degree was the fact that we had so many labs. During the lockdown period, we had our lecture and they would just do it on Zoom, on Teams, and then that would be it. Moving on to exam period, usually in the University of Brighton, we have modular exams, which we normally do in person. In that year, they decided to have a 24-hour window period where you sit the exam whatever time, wherever you are in the world for that year. And so then moving into third year, I wasn't optimistic that we would go back in person yet. I did struggle with revising at home, where I used to really love being in the library, studying with my friends. Now I'm studying alone with noise in the house, and there's a million things to do. I think the thing that kept me going is knowing that within my second year university that I had to really work hard towards my end of year exams, because I didn't know what they were going to look like. After the vaccine's rollout came out, I got an email from the university saying that they're looking for students to work in the vaccine center. So I was really excited to go outside to work because I hadn't seen any peers or anyone my age for quite a while now. So I was just a drop technician there. And then I went on to be a vaccinator at Sussex County Hospital for the rest of my time until I graduated. When I got the email from the university saying that they're opening up again, I'm in my fourth year, I'm in my final year of doing my master's now, I was used to the idea of, okay, now the normal is going to be the new normal. I think they tried their best, and especially with the markings on the floor, 2 feet apart, or was it 5 feet apart? You can't be next to someone else. They had loads of hand sanitizer bottles everywhere. In my second year, we didn't have any OSCEs. And so my third year, we were still unsure if OSCEs were going to run or not. How are they going to run? And then going into my fourth year, I was really anxious because I hadn't really spoken to a patient since my first year of university. Now I've completed the second year without an OSCE, a third year OSCE online, and now I'm doing a fourth year OSCE where I should know all my 100 top drugs, where I should know how to communicate to patients. Because the lockdown had eased, we were able to go on my placement. So my fourth year, I had a hospital placement, and that was good to be out to see patients, to communicate to them, seeing what medicines that they are on. And having my placement really helped me with my fourth year OSCE, even though I was still nervous about it. I was so proud of myself that I did that. Like, I am ready now to be a pre-reg pharmacist. Like, I have got through the hardest part of my degree. During my university experience, I sat 5 exams, which is not a lot. Thinking now I'm in my fourth year of university, I have my OSCE, then I have my modular exam in January, then I had another, I think, 3 exams. So my final year, it was like 6-7 exams where I had only ever sat 5 in person. I'm very, very, very proud and very lucky that I had my tutor during my final year of university. So, you know, he really helped me, push me through it. And there was a whole point I was like, I can't do it anymore. I just think maybe pharmacy isn't for me, even though I had done 2 years of the hardest years, I think, online, and a year before that. But then I had to think about the bigger picture that, you know, at the end of this, I'm going to have a degree in pharmacy. So, yeah, I mean, it worked out.